While riding my bicycle in the Marin Headlands, I crested a hill and came across a coyote sitting in the road. I've seen coyote on both sides of the Golden Gate Bridge. I usually catch just a fleeting glimpse before they scatter, but this time was different. He maneuvered in front of my bicycle, darting and nipping at me until I was pushed against the road cut. It went down more like a street mugging than all-out assault. Sure enough, the coyote wanted me to empty my pockets. But this is not a story of my near-death experience with a wild animal attacking me or my small children or my purse dog. This is my attempt at behavior modification. Raccoons capsize our compost bins in search of pizza crusts. Stellar's jays cherry-pick our picnic, and occasionally, coyote hit up bikers for an energy bar. These encounters can be annoying or even dangerous, but I remind myself that these creatures deserve our respect. Humans have overrun the landscape, and some animals, the generalists and the omnivores, adapted. Contrast this with one of nature's highly specialized creations, such as the marble murrelet, a seabird that nests only in old-growth coastal trees and lays a single egg a year, and you begin to understand why, with human interference, the murrelet is designated as threatened on the endangered species list, and yet the Stellar's jay who'll eat that murrelet egg as readily as your ham sandwich is commonplace. It reassures me to see wild creatures living alongside us, but it's also true that we should keep our distance from these animals and never feed them, accidentally or intentionally. Subsidizing their diet increases their population, which will ultimately create more clashes between us and disproportionately stress other more specialized wildlife. I wonder how many hikers share their lunch with my coyote, and I wish he would hunt mice rather than harass me. Seeing coyote in our urban landscape triggers fear, excitement, and wonder all at once. And yet I know that, for everyone's survival, we all need to keep our distance. With a Perspective, I'm Sarah Swedler.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.